In this bulletin, the energy market suspension to be lifted this afternoon, Queensland to ditch most coronavirus vaccine mandates. And in sport, another young Australian basketball prospect is selected high up in the NBA draft. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. An unprecedented suspension of the wholesale electricity market will be lifted on Friday afternoon. The Australian Energy Market Operator, also known as AEMO, says it is possible to return to regular operation of the national electricity market with the intervention to end at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Federal Energy Minister Chris Bowen says authorities are seeing more normal electricity bidding and dispatching through automated resources. Mr. Bowen also criticised opposition leader Peter Dutton after he said the onus fell on the Energy Minister to improve reliability.
Yeah, I'm pleased with progress. Mr. Westerman and I must keep the lights on against considerable challenges over the last few weeks. Mr. Westerman's very pleased with progress over the last 48 hours. And it's good to see a return to more normal position. Well, the opposition's got a choice to make. They can be taken seriously as a credible alternative government, or they can be a laughing stock. They appear to be taking the latter approach by somehow claiming that the last 10 years of denial and delay don't count.
Mr. Dutton also says power prices decreased during the coalition's tenure in government. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is thanking his colleagues for their contribution to the state as they announce their resignation. Sport Minister Martin Pakula, Deputy Premier and Education Minister James Molino, Health Minister Martin Foley and Police Minister Lisa Neville have all confirmed their resignations in written statements this morning. Mr. Andrews will begin appointing a new leadership team following a caucus meeting tomorrow morning. He paid particular tribute to his Deputy Premier, saying the decision comes at the right time.
He's an outstanding person, a great Victorian. He has been an outstanding Deputy Premier. And whilst I'm saddened by his decision, I understand, and if you look at, I think, almost the last line of his statement today, where he indicates that his kids, three beautiful kids, are super excited that he's not going to be in politics anymore, I think that says it all. When it's right, it's right.
Queensland is following other states in removing some of its last remaining coronavirus restrictions, including vaccine mandates for most workers. Workers in schools, childcare, prisons and airports will no longer need to be vaccinated against COVID-19, while mandates will also be removed for people visiting jails, aged care and disability facilities. Mandates will still apply to workers in healthcare, hospital, aged care and disability care centres. The state's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk told the state's parliament that it will be up to individual employers if they wish to mandate vaccination.
Mr. Speaker, I once again pay tribute to the resilience of Queenslanders. Yeah. For the strength of the response to this pandemic, we have stood shoulder to shoulder, side by side, looking after each other through the worst of times.
Yeah. The changes come into effect from 1 a.m. next Thursday, the 30th of June. Overseas now, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country's candidacy to join the European Union is a significant step towards strengthening Europe against Russian aggression. Leaders of the EU's 27 member countries have voted unanimously at a summit in Brussels to approve Ukraine's candidacy to join the bloc, along with Moldova. Georgia would receive candidate status once it meets certain conditions. Ukraine applied to join the EU shortly after Russia invaded the country in February this year, but it could still take a long time before it can achieve formal membership status. Speaking via video link to the summit, Mr. Zelensky thanked the EU's leaders for their decision.
Today, you have made one of the most critical decisions for Ukraine for all 30 years of our country's independence. However, this decision, I believe, is not only for Ukraine. The most significant step towards strengthening Europe, which could be done right now, in our time and in such difficult conditions, when the Russian war is testing our ability to preserve freedom and unity.
Afghanistan's ambassador in exile to Australia says it will be difficult to coordinate aid efforts under the current Taliban regime. The country has seen its deadliest earthquake in two decades, a magnitude 6.1 quake resulting in the death of more than 1,000 people, with rescue teams still searching for survivors. Wahida Waisi told SBS News the latest devastation adds a new layer of complexity to the country's already struggling economy. There are climate change concerns and food insecurity.
The whole system has collapsed. So that is very difficult, and that's why the number of casualties are increasing, because people who are under the rubbles of muds and stones, they are still there and need urgent support.
In sport, Dyson Daniels would join Zion Williamson at New Orleans in the NBA after the Australian was taken at number 8 in the draft. The defender and playmaker was tipped to be selected as high as number 6 in a high-quality field in Brooklyn on Friday. The 19-year-old from Bendigo has taken a unique journey to the biggest basketball competition in the world, bypassing US college and the NBL, instead developing his game and his skills with the NBA Academy in Canberra. He also participated in the NBA's second tier G League last season. His draft selection follows Australian stars from previous years, including Josh Giddey, Josh Green, and Ben Simmons. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.